In the world of spiritual healing and love and light, the idea of enemies is probably seen as unconscious, wrong, bad, evil, or just plain immature. We're supposed to love and accept everybody around us because we're all one and everybody is just ourselves in another body. But what if having enemies could actually help you individuate and mature spiritually? Being able to handle the very harsh reality of having opposition, rivals, and polarization can actually help us return to love in an empowered and mature way, instead of collapsing into the blob of oneness of just love and light energy. In this episode, we're going to explore the gift of having enemies and how they can make you more virile and grounded in love. My name is Silvana. I am a course creator and the founder of the Venusian Academy, a space for the exploration of the divine feminine arts and Shakta Tantra. If you'd like to join the Academy and learn more about my courses and my tantric mentorship, please make sure to check the description box below and subscribe if you haven't already. Having an enemy shows that you're strongly rooted in one side of a philosophy, a way of living, or a value system. Doesn't matter who's right or who's wrong. It simply shows that you're strongly positioned in one of the sides of the polarity. Being able to manage and handle the heat of opposition, it's an art. And just like with any art, there's no set way of doing things. It's an exploration. It's a dance. Immature opposition indicates explosions and fights and very intense and nasty confrontation. Mature opposition, on the other hand, it's an internal experience that creates inspired action. And the direction is very important. Is this inspired action taking you towards your dream or is it against your enemies? Because if it is towards your dream, you're using the energy of opposition and you're using your opponents, your enemies, as grounding poles to mark where you are not going, to mark the opposite direction. But the art of learning how to alchemize having enemies in your life into something that's going to help you individuate and make you stronger internally lies on how you're able to master the Mars energy in your life. So Mars is that fire. Mars is the part of us that wants action. Mars is the heat of confrontation and resistance. Mars is strength, and it also shows rigidity. So whenever we're able to feel all of those energies in ourselves without either collapsing or exploding, we have mastered that energy of Mars. And if we have that inner mastery in ourselves, having enemies is actually a really good thing because they're there serving you, allowing you to project onto them what you don't want to stand for, holding a symbol of the opposite of values that you have. And they can provide a reminder of the anti-value so you can remember what your values actually are. Let's start with the higher philosophies, right? So the higher philosophy is that everything is one, everything is love, that oneness is love. And whenever we take this transcendental philosophy and we apply it to our human lives, we can get into trouble. If somebody's like very arrogant, maybe they won't. Maybe it'll be good for them. But if you've experienced trauma and you're used to collapsing and you don't even know where your identity is and your boundaries are all wobbly because you're learning how to place them, these philosophies are actually more harmful than beneficial. Because if everything is love and you're a good person and you're also love and he's love and everything's love, then it's just one big blob. And where is the separation? We have to remember that we live in a reality of duality. We have physical bodies. I have my person here. I am me and you are you. And even though we are in a so-called illusion, this illusion is the reality that we chose to be present with at this point in time. The importance of remembering that we are in the reality of duality, knowing that our true selves, our essence is oneness, gives us the understanding that we're in a reality where all the expressions of love are here. And the energy of opposition and separation helps us determine which expressions of life align to you, to this particular incarnation. This is the process of individuation. And psychologically maturing and spiritually maturing as well. The infantile state of like everything is one is a root transcendental truth, which should be used as reminders whenever we are in darkness, whenever we feel that we lost access to our inner light. But in order to navigate the world and life and to be able to express the myth that we're living in this particular life and incarnation, we need to respect the duality of this realm. And the world of duality demands that we take a side. I remember whenever I watched that show, The Last of Us. It comes from some video game. It's about an apocalyptic reality where mushrooms take over and the whole world collapses. And after I watched that show, I got hit with this question. I'm not going to spoil anything, so don't worry if you haven't watched it. But the very last episode, there was a very like ethical conversation happening. Like not a conversation, but the whole show brought up an internal conversation within myself about like the ethics of whenever you have the question, right? Like one person's life versus the group. And this same dynamic being used in the present by, you know, like the evil architects of the world that are trying to poison our food and our water and, you know, play with us like guinea pigs with stuff. That's the same question. See, so it's almost like when I see it in the world, it's very different than when I see it in myself and in my life and what I would do. And the important thing to have, like the realization I have after this inner exploration of like, oh my God, this is like, what side of the story am I on? That is based on the personal values that we develop. Oftentimes our values, they're there and they're unconscious values because we don't take the time of asking ourselves, what are my personal values? What do I stand for in this present moment in life? What is sacred? Values develop from what is sacred. That is the core of values. Everything else is like around that, protecting that sacredness. So when we're in this energy of like, I love everybody. I don't have any enemies because I love, I'm unconditional love. You're not really loving. Because in order to truly love, you have to be present and you have to be able to witness something without judgment. If you are energetically in this wobbly energy of going back and forth, you're not safe for the people around you because uncontained energy does not feel safe. And if you want to live a reality where you're in this energy, you have to disengage from the world. Most likely move to some mountain and live the heretic life because that is the place where you can be in that energy. But if you're here in the world needs you. The world needs adults. And to live by a philosophy that is all love and light, it's all love and light, and blind ourselves to the darkness, blind ourselves to the things that are opposing our personal values, is a juvenile energy. I don't want to see it. I don't want to take responsibility. I don't want it. Reconnecting with our power. And the whole idea of like feminine empowerment is about that. It's about grabbing onto responsibility. People don't really talk about the connection of responsibility and power. It's always like this thing that is connected to sovereignty or, you know, there's so many lenses to look at that from. But to be in a reality where you are in your full power means that you're taking responsibility for your stances, for your values, for your lines and your boundaries. And as human beings, we need containment. People that don't have containment, people whose energy is all over the place and dissolve and I can't hear or there, I don't know. That's an indication of a father wound because the father wound manifests itself as a lack of containment. Usually the things that contain our energies are identities. And again, in like traditional non-dualistic spirituality, they tell you identity is the root of evil, let it all go. And again, it's that's the transcendental truth. But what is the objective truth of being a human being? So for me, I decided to take the identity of woman, right? And eventually I will let it go because I will die and I'm going to have to let it go. Let go of the identity of woman and let go of the body and just, you know, everything has to be surrendered at some point. But for the time that I'm here, if I am embodying the identity of woman, that provides a sense of containment because then my job is to define what is woman to me. So in order to be effective in opposition and to be able to get benefit from your enemies, you have to be grounded in an identity that you know, that you are aware of. Not an unconscious identity that's running the show in the background, but an identity that you choose to embody. In my online course, Venusian Woman, we dedicate one out of the three pillars on healing the father wound. So if you have problems with discernment and finding the correct identity and feeling where your boundaries are, then I recommend you join that course. You can find that in the description box below. The importance of a strong, empowered identity is that from that identity, you create your value system as well. So the identity connects to what is sacred, and from there, the value system starts developing. Whenever you're grounded in this, you actually become a safe person for other people and for yourself. Your inner child begins trusting you because it knows where the walls are. When we don't have that, our own inner child is in this constant panic because it feels exposed. It doesn't have an internal father because we have not developed that internal father. That is the identity. With this contained whole energy, then you can face your opposition. And that's when you can extract the gifts of having an enemy. And I'm using air quotes if you're just listening to this and you cannot see it, because enemies, the real enemies are all internal. And every time that in my life, a new enemy arrives, like it's a blessing. It's such a good thing because it's like somebody took on the burden of things that I project, things that are a no for me. And they're embodying that in my life. And if they're embodying that in my life, I don't have to embody it. I don't have to manifest it in my reality. If I know how to manage the art of opposition, so the art of facing opposition and defeating enemies starts with the internal enemies. What are the parts where you sabotage yourself? The internal enemies are bad diet, unhealthy habits, self-destructive behaviors. Those are the internal enemies. So once we've mastered that, then we can play with the external enemies, the energy that they bring into our life. First step, knowing where your edges and your boundaries are. Understanding what is acceptable and what is not acceptable in your space. This isn't as obvious as it sounds. If it's something very radical, of course it's obvious, but usually this art gets developed in the very nuanced things, in the things that are like a maybe or okay, in the gray area, in the parts of life where we're willing to compromise and soften, like exploring that territory of the wobbliness. That helps us understand what is actually acceptable for us and what is not acceptable for us. And when this is clear, we get to stand for our values and our beliefs. This begins shaping our life. It begins shaping the world. If enough people do this, we start forming a shape because it's not about all becoming this one thing or one race or one country under one currency. None of that. The celebration of life, it's in its diversity. But we can only celebrate our diversity whenever the boundaries are well established. Because if the boundaries are well established, then I know how to relate with the other. I understand what is respectful and not respectful because I understand where the boundary is. And the gift of this is more inner spaciousness for yourself, for what you believe in, for your values, for your stances. At the same time, you honor that opposition. You see the so-called enemy as this person that is serving your soul in a great way. And because of that, you also respect their space. You respect the right that they have to express their values, to be who they want to be, to do what they want to do, because they're also in an expression of life. If we feel safe in ourselves, we won't feel threatened whenever an external enemy shows up in our life. And if we're able to simply observe them and know that the judgments we have against them are a product of our own stances, of our own values, because they're representing the opposite of that, the judgment begins dissolving. And then somehow, magically, you're able to exist and then they're able to exist because the world is big enough for all of us. So guys, if you like this episode, please make sure to like. Let me know in the comments below what you thought, and I'll see you guys next time.